Hello, I'm Eddie.
I'm Dr. Sharp.
I'm Meg.
And I'm Donovan. This week we'll be discussing the Rat Pack. You know, those old dudes. Some of them might be with us. Then we're going to make our own out of animals.
Maybe there will even be a rat in the pack.
We'll see.
Oh, that would be so great.
Was I supposed to introduce?
I kind of thought you were gonna.
Yeah, we.
I just don't even consider introducing. It's just not my time.
Well, my microphone wasn't in front of my face.
I caught it. Don't worry.
Yeah, you did a great job.
Yeah,
picking it up.
Yeah, great job doing your job.
Yeah.
No, but I felt I dropped the ball.
It does feel like a job.
He picked it up.
Donovan picked it up. He's wearing basketball shoes.
Yep.
Pick it up.
Pick and roll.
Yeah.
Was pick it up like a ska thing? Pick it up.
It is.
What does it mean?
I think...
like pick up the pace?
Oh, yeah. Make it faster. Yeah.
My boss tells a ska joke that involves this. How many ska guys does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I don't know.
One to pick it up.
Yeah.
One to drop it. And three to pick it up, pick it up, pick it up.
Oh, yeah. You have to say it three times.
See, I don't even, I'm laughing, but I'm not
I don't get it
familiar
either.
Enough with Scott yeah, to know about that.
He just told it three times in my presence. So, Lord, on.
So he said pick it up nine times.
In front of me.
Wow.
And he's probably said it otherwise on other things.
I'm glad that you remembered that joke to. It was so relevant to this moment.
I've heard it a lot. There was an Arthur this morning about Buster fancied himself a comedian.
Arthur the cartoon?
Yeah.
Arthur the aardvark.
It's free on Amazon Prime. I actually watched an episode of Arthur while taking a nap a few weeks ago.
I love Arthur. I never stopped loving it.
Her mom's favorite
show. Okay, so
Buster was really into like telling jokes.
Who's Buster?
He's
the rabbit.
Okay,
Arthur's best friend,
Buster Bunn.
Buster Bunny,
not trademarked by Warner Brothers. Buster Bunny.
Good point.
Yeah, now let me think of this joke. Two sausages were in the frying pan, and one sausage says to the other sausage, "Man, it's really getting hot in here." And the other sausage says, "Holy crap, it's a talking sausage."
This Buster told
not us? Holy crap, but Buster would not say that.
He said, "Holy shit."
Yeah,
he said,
"Fucking."
There's a fucking talking sausage.
Buster
in here.
Bunny's a bad influence, it sounds like.
Anyway, so the episode arc was about him telling that joke too many times. And so, like. It, like, cuts, like, he gets a laugh the first time, like, everyone hears it, and, like, Arthur shoots milk out of his nose. And then, like, he keeps telling it, and then everyone's like, okay, yeah. It was funny, like, the first time, but you need to get new material.
Uh-huh.
So you should tell your boss to get new material.
Yeah.
You should tell him that joke, actually.
And next time he tells that joke.
Respond with the sausage joke.
I'll respond with the episode of Arthur, which I recently watched.
I learned something when I was watching Arthur the other day.
Something that I didn't know before.
It was about this bunny who was telling the same joke too many times.
Yeah. Oh,
speaking of which, have you guys... man, I forgot my own joke.
When you made up?
Yeah, it was the one where the pirates have great corn, but it's a real ripoff at a buccaneer.
Wait, I've heard that before.
Yeah, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. You're giving us the Buster treatment. Is that what's happening?
Buster Brownstone.
Yeah.
Buster Brown shoes.
Who's Buster Brown shoes?
He sold shoes.
They're brown.
Okay.
They're busted.
Were the shoes just called Buster shoes?
Buster Brown shoes.
Oh, Buster Browns.
Yeah, that's a type of shoe. Like a penny loafer.
Right.
I don't think that's
put
related.
On your Buster Browns.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm drinking gin again. I'm done drinking tequila.
Welcome back. For
how long?
Did you make it through that big bottle?
Made it through the big
a
bottle.
A few of them.
A few of them. I think my problem with tequila is it's much tastier. Like it's sweeter than
it's
gin.
It's delicious.
Like, it's peppery.
Like I could drink
tequila
more tequila
taste.
For yeah. sure.
Okay, so go on. What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
Are you ready to cut back?
It's just, yeah.
He's drinking too much.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe a drink or two.
How
too
do you
many.
Know?
Because the,
you
the
didn't
bottle
feel like
runs
being a
out
dad.
Of liquor in it.
More quickly than it normally does?
Well, no. So, like, with a gin drink, I can savor it, and I can, like, drink it slowly. But, like, with a tequila drink, I can just, like, knock it back.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well.
Time to refill.
Like, there's still more time in the day. I might as well have another drink. And then, hopefully, I don't know. Tequila's just really good, so.
I like it a lot.
You can't drink too much of it or you'll get sick of it, right? So I quit drinking it. Anyway.
Yeah, this really goes
really
against your general philosophy of life, though, where you're like, you. I feel like you always give me a hard time for saying, like, that's too good.
Oh.
And this is exactly what you're saying in this instance.
Maybe, well, also, maybe
it's
you,
a little different.
Maybe
I think
you rubbed off on him.
Whatever you're eating, you know, that's too good isn't making you more incorrigibly drunk.
That's true. Yeah, I don't want to be as drunk as I am with tequila. I want to be less drunk than tequila makes me.
Yeah.
Probably.
Gin drunk.
Yeah. Which is less drunk, I guess.
Yeah, it's just less drunk.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff here.
So.
But yeah, maybe you're rubbing off on me, too.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Oh, yeah.
Rubbed
off. After 10 years.
I tried to make some homemade lime jello two nights ago at the prison kitchen rooftop.
Okay, so do you have gelatin? Is that what it is? Gelatin?
What we had was gelatin sheets.
Okay.
They were little thin transparent sheets that I chilled like 24 of them, more than that, more like 30 of them in water, in cold water. And then I would pull them out, but as I pulled them out, they felt like condoms. They were so weird and like melty. I felt like I was melting condoms into like this bowl of warm water. So I slowly did that with like a bunch of those. Then I had some cold liquid on the side.
Okay.
And so I was trying to make like a cherry lime Ricky. So I put some maraschino cherries down in the bottom and I poured the lime jello on the top.
Is this for jello shots?
No, it was just because I wanted to make key lime pie, but I thought it'll be a lot easier to make some jello. And so.
And put cream on top of it?
You know, I set it in the fridge for 4 hours. And I pulled it out, and it had, like, a pink complexion, like, very fleshy.
Okay.
Because of the maraschino cherries.
Yeah.
Mind you, I had put this in a bowl. I flop it out. The texture had way too much gelatin in it. It was like ballistics gel. It was nuts. It was the largest breast implant I've ever seen.
I just flopped down too many gelatin sheets?
Exactly. Okay. So I just made this big, thick pink thing on a plate that had maraschino cherries on top.
Do you still have it?
No, I threw it out.
Oh. Did you even try it?
Yeah, me and my coworker ate some, and it was so thick. I really felt like I was like eating a kind of boiled hoof or something.
Did you take a photo of it?
No.
That's what I'm saying, like, you should have put your phone on, like, slow motion.
Yeah.
And, like, done some, like, throwing things into it.
I'm on a roll of making really good food on the rooftop, so this abortion that I made, I just wanted to get rid of as quick as I could.
So
I know the feeling.
Is that the only form that you can buy gelatin in? Or why?
No.
Why?
Because we had those. Because that's what we had, and I had never used them before.
Okay.
So I was like, and it said one sheet to every 1/3 cup of liquid I'm using.
Yeah.
So that's not like, a lot.
No, I felt like that's what I did.
Yeah.
And maybe it's supposed to come out like a, you know.
Right. Like you could shape it into anything. You could. If you put it in a mold,
I could have made a Sammy Hagar mold that like people could have gone out there and used like a punching bag. It was so thick.
I wish that I could see this because I like stuff like that a lot, and it's been a long time since someone's told me a story that I was actually like, I really wish I'd been there.
It was. I guess I should have taken a picture, but trust me, I can still taste biting into it in my mouth, and it was so like thick.
I watch the British baking show a lot, and they do use the sheet gelatin, and they'll like cut it with scissors, and they always like cook it in this tiny saucepan, but they add it kind of all at the same time, is what it looks like. But what I've noticed on that show is that British people like
really thick.
They like shitty food.
Uh-huh.
And they'll like, they burn their cookies, they burn their biscuits, they want like the top and bottom of their biscuits to be like charcoal colored. And then like the inside to be kind of light and fluffy. And I'm like, why would like.
Well, right. They always want then, like, crisp chip.
Yeah.
And then the judges come by and they taste it and like, oh, it's perfect. It's delicious. And I'm like, no, it's not perfect. I can see that it's wrong. So I think maybe
it's wrong to a man from Florida.
But what I'm saying is if you followed the directions, maybe it was like.
I did follow the directions and it did seem like maybe this is like a delicacy delight. It's like, ooh, this is truly gelatin.
Like, yeah. Like some English guy would have come by and been like, is the queen dining here?
Yeah. Are these maraschino cherries?
Show me this cook. And then they knight you or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So I just think it might be a cultural difference. Reading the package.
Wait, is gelatin from England?
I bet gelatin's older than England. Because if you boil
France.
It's from France.
Yeah. What?
Sounds way more
Let's
French.
Continue to talk about gelatin. So
I'm
what
very
you do,
curious about
you take,
it.
You take, bones of an animal, connective tissue, anything, and
sinews.
You boil it all in a big old vat. Okay. And rising to the top comes a bunch of froth and stuff.
Yeah.
And then there's like another layer that is just like the gelatin if you boil it long enough.
Well, I do that with carcasses from chicken.
And then
for soup stock?
To make a stock. And if you get it to be gelatiny, it's a little bit better.
No, it's good.
Delicious.
Yeah. Well, anyways, they scrape the gelatin off.
Okay.
And, you know, I think they bleach it and stuff to get rid of any flavor.
I think it's like the marrow, right?
And then normally they'll
not just marrow.
They'll take it and lay it out and dry it on like to granules. But this stuff, I guess they reform it in a machine to just make sheets. Like little transparent sheets.
So is it a binder? Is that its purpose?
Yeah. It will reform to be like connective tissue.
Okay.
Yeah, you make gelatin out of it.
But so like in baking, like egg works. That's
you
like
couldn't use
an
gelatin.
Egg does
you couldn't
that.
Use gelatin in
you
egg's place.
You
want
to use gelatin in like a jelly or like.
They were saying you could use it in a hot drink and just drink the
jelly.
Shit, dude.
You can drink it?
On the back of the package, it was like, for hot things, do this. And how do you keep hot? Like, gelatin is not gelled when it's warm.
Right.
So it would just be like a very viscous, like, liquid.
I've seen them use it in, like, lady fingers. Like, the layer between is kind of a gelatin layer. Mm-hmm. They just call it gelatin layers. And it's like they'll mix it with cherries or some shit.
Yeah.
Well, Oreos.
Oreos. Oreos don't have gelatin.
What is the Oreo?
They're Oreos. Oreos are vegan, right?
No, Hydrox are vegan.
Whoa.
But Oreo. Maybe,
Hydrox?
Yeah,
hey,
that doesn't sound like something anyone wants to eat.
Oh, I've got it.
Oreos vegan.
Oreos is vegan.
They might be vegan now, but historically they've had gelatin in the white cream filled.
Spoiler alert, Oreo cookies are not vegan.
Oh.
This is according to the Oreo FAQ page itself.
Very good.
Oreos have milk as cross contact. And therefore are not suitable.
Also, Starburst have a lot of gelatin, so not vegan. And Altoids.
Really?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Is intention a part of being like a vegan dish? Like, does it have to be intended to be a vegan dish?
No.
No.
Sometimes stuff just happens to
you. Yeah, like,
like a potato.
And, right, an accidental vegan
a peanut.
I think potatoes are also gluten-free.
Like, but like French fries, just accidentally vegan.
Mm-hmm. If they're not, yeah.
You can even dip them in veganaise and keep it that way.
Oh, God. Oh wow.
And well, you could. What condiment could you not dip them in? Ranch. Don't dip
there's
them in ranch.
There's a ton of condiments you can't dip them in.
Wait, but you can dip. You can't dip them in horseradish.
You can't dip them, and you can't dip them in mayonnaise.
Yeah, but you ketchup, mustard, which are the main two things you dip them in, right?
If you're not into, you know, expanding
Nutella
into dairy, mm-hmm. Nutella is not vegan.
Yeah, but you could dip French fries in Nutella.
Yeah, you could. I think I'd never tried that, but I would like
it. I saw an ad on Twitter, and it was like a French fry taking a slide down a slide and landing in a Frosty. Mm-hmm. It was like a Wendy's ad.
Oh, yeah.
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 Cute. Like,
sexy. It's not great. Like I don't love it.
I love it. That's like one of my favorite things never have.
I used to like it, but I don't like it anymore.
So you guys, think I'd like it. Yeah.
You guys go to the buffet yet?
No.
The buffet?
Oh, the Ryan. So Ryan's.
No,
in Athens
we didn't do that. We totally didn't do that.
Ryan's is.
Like the closest Ryan's is in Bogart, or the closest buffet, I looked it up, was like a 20-minute drive. And I'm like,
wow.
Kids won't be awake.
There are a lot of Chinese buffets.
Right. Yes. Sorry. I guess I'm looking for like American Southern style buffets.
Right. Golden Corral is what our next. Mm-hmm. What we should look for.
Next time you're in Atlanta, you should go to Golden Corral.
I don't think so. That's like, you got to be like 5 minutes from home to go to a Golden Corral.
Dude, make sure it's near your hotel room. Book the hotel room near you.
Like an all-you-can-eat Taco Bell. You got to be.
It's a little higher
quality. All-you-can-eat Taco Bell.
I just made that up.
I had Taco Bell recently, actually. And it
what
was
did you order?
Freaking good.
I wanted a Taco Bell.
I ordered the meal that comes with two hard-shelled tacos and then that, like, cheesy wrap thing.
Cool, dude.
What's a cheesy wrap?
I don't know. It's, like, nacho.
Was there anything crunchy in it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she's talking about... big burrito and they fold it over with like two crunchies inside of it.
No, not the crunch wrap.
What about the cheesy gordita crunch?
Yeah, that's what it was.
That was my
What's
top.
Cheesy gordita crunch?
It's a taco supreme.
Okay.
Yeah.
With a gordita wrapped around the
gordita
taco
is like a thick, bread.
Okay.
And it's connected by cheese.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
That was my jam when
it's
I ate at Taco
really
Bell.
Good.
that is what I would get if I went to Taco Bell.
My favorite meal is unfortunately the most expensive one, which is just the three Taco Supremes and the Mexican pizza. They want an arm and a leg.
How much? Nine.
Yeah, I
want to
say it's like $8.75 or something.
What?
For the drink. Yeah.
Whoa.
The Mexican pizza standalone is $3.99.
What's the diameter of this thing?
Of the Mexican pizza?
12 inch?
No.
8 inch?
8 inch. Okay. 6 inch.
That was 8.
It's a little bit bigger than a normal tostada shell would be. Maybe one inch larger than normal tostada.
So is the tostada shell, is that crispy?
Yes.
It's flour. They use flour tortillas for the tostada shells of it.
Okay.
Tostadas are good,
It's a truly...
But you can get corn tostadas.
Yeah.
Do they do corn tortillas
Please
there?
Don't do that to my Mexican pizza, though. It's such a treat.
I won't do it.
The taco shell's corn.
Yeah, the taco shell. The hard shell.
Oh, right.
Soft shell.
I really like their tacos at Taco Bell, believe it or not.
I just got bean... I always went bean burrito.
I'm going to go to Taco Bell right now. I just had dinner.
See you later.
I know. I just had dinner, too, and I'm like, Taco Bell sounds delicious
right
now. Fourth meal.
It's probably some of the best fast food you can get.
Mm-hmm. I always thought so, but I have not had it in a really long time.
I know some people that are loyal to Del Taco. They are nuts.
I like Del Taco. I had Del Taco when we were in Flagstaff.
I enjoyed it. I think that what they have going for them is a lot of sour cream and a lot of shredded lettuce.
Del Taco, you're saying?
Yeah.
Don't they have like a salsa buffet if you eat in too? Like you can
maybe.
I don't know. I think I've only ever been in there once or twice.
I don't believe that they do. They don't really have a big choice of sauces. Del Taco just has little packets.
Okay. So what do you think distinguishes Taco Bell from Del Taco?
Del Taco is more Baja style. Like it has like California burritos fish, and they have French fries.
Burritos. Oh, they do have crinkle fries.
I think they even have burgers. Yep. And their just flavor profile is like way more for stone people, believe it or not, than Taco Bell. Like they have some sensibility of flavor. Whereas like Del Taco is like, I had some carne asada fries when I was driving like through Prescott once, and holy cow, it was like having Takis in a dish or something. It was just so flavorful.
So
oh yeah.
Wait, have you ever been to like a Berto's, like a Ralberto's or Philip?
Oh yeah,
Berto's?
Many. Okay, different ones.
So when I was in Portland, last month,
Oregon.
Yeah, my mom and I, technically we were in Vancouver, and my mom and I went out one night, and I was like, I hadn't eaten dinner, and she was like, "Okay, where do you want to go?" And I was like, "I don't know, I guess." Like a Baja Fresh. That sounds like I want something I could just like, not fast food, but I wanted to go want it to be quick.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of late. So we're driving around freaking Vancouver looking for a Baja Fresh. We find one, it's closed. And it's been, you know, like 40 minutes. And then I'm like, okay, all right.
You're driving around for 40 minutes?
Yeah. I was like, I guess I'll just eat this Taco Bell. And then in the distance, I see what appears to be a car wash, but it's a Mexican restaurant, much like a Berto's. And I'm like, Mom, we have to go there. And she's like scared to go there. And
nice.
I was like, no, go in. And you go in and it feels like you're going into some funhouse ride because the drive through is totally enclosed. Like,
oh, weird.
Like it's in a tunnel.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was amazing.
So you drove through it. You didn't even go in.
And your mom was like, I don't think that prevents you from getting
robbed while you're parked. Like that's so people can't get into the car.
Oh, it was wild. It was nuts. I'm like, this must have been an old car wash because the driveway up to the window was
hella
long.
Oh, how strange.
It was wild.
That's awesome.
We get there and their menu, I recognize this type of menu, you know, and my mom goes, I don't think it's going to be very good.
And you know, it's going to be good.
Yeah. I was like, why not? And she's like, cause they have too many things on their menu. I'm like, yeah, but
it's just all the same stuff.
It's all the same thing.
Mom, it's a Berto's style.
That is a good sign.
It sounds
like
Tina is just being a naysayer.
It wasn't Tina,
right
it was
now.
My mom.
Oh, your mom.
Yeah. My mom, my bio mom,
her other mom,
my other mother. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah,
never mind.
And then they offered an Oregon burrito, and I was like, "What the
did you get
fuck
that?
Is, yeah, dude. I was like, what the fuck is an Oregon burrito? And I was like, I bet it's a California burrito.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. That's horse.
Yeah. I was like, they can't just, I was like expecting, yeah, like salmon and black bear and, you know, whatever.
They're just all in there.
Salmon and black bear.
Blueberries. Yeah. So I was like, I'm going to get the Oregon burrito, but I was like, I also want to get something I know for sure is going to be good. Yeah. So I just got a straightforward chicken taco, and I was like crying at how good this chicken taco was. I was like, oh,
what did your mom get? Did she enjoy it?
She didn't get anything. She'd had dinner. What? But then she had a bite of my chicken taco, and the next night we went back.
Oh, nice.
The return.
Yeah. I hope your mom goes there more often. I hope it opened her eyes.
She was freaking raving about it all day the next day.
That's good.
It was like a big, I felt like it was a gold medal night.
Yeah. I love it when that happens.
Yeah, it felt awesome.
Is that like one of your top three moments with your mom?
Maybe while you were there.
Actually, one of my definite top three moments with my mom was with the assistance of Donovan, because she was instant messaging me. And I was like, I don't know what to talk about with my mom. And she was like, yeah, I'm going to make burgers. And I was like, Donovan, and she's like telling me she's going to make burgers. And I really don't give an F. And he's like, ask her what she's putting on the burger. And I was like, Mom, what are you putting on the burger? She went off forever about all of the different toppings. And I was like, I think Donovan just like opened my mind to how I need to communicate with this woman.
And then we talked about Jurassic Park. And like, I gave you like the little insider things I had heard about the time when Jurassic World was coming out, that like
yes
the little insider tidbits I'd heard about the new Jurassic Park.
So he was like a Cyrano de Bergerac in here with your mom.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, anytime I talk to Mom now, I'm like, Donovan, quick, what should I talk about? What's going on?
My bat phone rings.
What is going on?
My beeper. It just says MOM exclamation yeah. point exclamation Mom! Point.
Oh my gosh.
Patch me through.
She just sent me a picture of a tire. What do I do?
I feel that way with most texts I receive these days.
What do I do?
Yeah, what do I do? What kind just of conversation is
just
this?
Just respond with a ridiculous emoji.
Yeah, see, that's all my dad does these days. Like, he responds with a winky kissy face and a face with two hearts for eyes for nearly every goddamn thing. I'm like, thanks for mailing that for me, Dad. Winky face, two heart eyes. Like, good to see you, Dad.
But is it ever truly random?
What?
Random emoji?
Yeah. Oh, I love to do that. I love to respond with random emojis are kind of pertinent to the situation.
Yeah. Okay, so it's not totally random.
Like, engagement ring on accident.
Whatever, then I'll send a corn cob next.
Okay.
There's so many of them, it doesn't matter.
But what about the ones that are just like blocks with like, you know, a division check. Symbol.
Yeah.
Like
a
dime, like the blue dime.
Oh, yeah. Do you get into that?
Send her a picture of the train. Yeah? That and a train.
See,
I just make a little stylish thing.
Okay.
One time I was texting your dad about like airport stuff because they were coming to town.
Okay.
And I went through the clock emojis and got like specific clocks that told the appropriate times for the text. And then he responded with different clocks suggesting that they were going to be a little bit later. And I was I was like, that was like more work than emojis were ever intended for. Like, emojis are supposed to.
Have you guys seen the Emoji Movie?
I have not.
No.
Oh, wait. I thought you watched it with Meadowlark.
No, I watched
Angry Birds.
Angry Bird Movie.
I've seen the Emoji.
How is it?
It's not that good.
Aw, oh, man.
Did you have high
expectations? Yeah, I was looking forward to seeing that one.
It's about an emoji whose parents are emojis.
Hey, don't ruin it for me.
You're going to watch it anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is every emoji well represented?
Yeah, I mean, not everyone, but aren't there like...
The salsa dancer
is
pretty
prominent. Is it all about
prominent.
The poop emoji?
Well, it's about this kid's phone. And there's emojis living in the phone. And so it's like this city that's filled with fucking emojis. And like, emojis are having kids and creating new emojis.
Get out of town. Really?
There's like really... There's like
it's really, not really happening.
There's like really famous emojis, like the plain smiley face emoji. And he's like a celebrity.
He's like John Travolta?
Does the little detective man emoji appear? I like that
one. He's probably more like Tom Hanks. Like,
okay.
Yeah. Most famous male actor, Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rock Hudson?
Tom. Mm.
What about, who was in Chariots of Fire?
I think John Travolta is the one whose
who's
eyes
the
are a
John
little bit
Lovitz
wider.
Of emojis?
Good question.
Maybe the zombie. What about the zombie?
What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, which is the second most famous emoji?
The second most famous?
Well, they tell you in this movie. So if you want to know, just watch the Emoji Movie.
Is it voiced
based
by John Lovitz?
Yeah.
It's based on facts.
I bet John Lovitz plays the voice of an emoji in the movie.
I hope he does.
And so then you'll know. Like, the
donut
to
emoji.
All of your
does Gilbert Gottfried appear as an emoji?
Probably, yeah. Probably like the...
Sounds like a great
the
movie.
The ghost.
You guys, this movie was made like in 2017. These people are not in it.
The top billed actor is what's his name from Silicon Valley? TJ Miller. So it goes who down even, from there.
Who is that?
He was on Silicon Valley.
Okay.
You might not. He's not. He's on podcasts and stuff.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
He's one of those assholes.
Terrible.
He's pretty funny.
I like him.
But I don't think he's a leading man. Leading man emoji.
Oh, yeah. He's kind of trying to get on the Chris Pine. Not Chris Pine. Chris Parson. Is that his name?
Oh, no, you're talking about the guy who's in Jurassic World.
Yeah. What's his name?
Pratt.
Chris Pratt. Yeah, he's trying to, like, get on that train, but he's not attractive enough.
Oh, I was going to say, you have to be pretty attractive to be.
You don't like Chris Pratt?
No, my nephew idolizes him. Oh. Like, he dresses like Chris Pratt in Jurassic Park, like, pretty regularly, and, like, has, like, a poster of, like, him in Guardian of the Galaxies on his wall.
That's cute.
Yeah, that is really cute. Likes
him. If I had a nephew, I would want him to idolize Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
Who else is there? Justin Bieber?
Besides Chris Pratt?
Yeah.
Drake's a really big figure right now.
Oh, okay.
They should idolize The Rock.
Yes.
Dwayne The Rock?
Yeah.
Always.
I heard something disparaging about Ballers.
Oh, as long as it wasn't The Rock.
Is the next season out? Cause
no.
Oh. You just heard something that somebody didn't like it.
Yeah, somebody said you can pay me to watch Ballers.
Well,
who cares?
It's terrible. But
oh wait, I thought you liked it.
I love it.
You repped it pretty hard.
I love it.
Okay.
No, I love it, but it's like I understand not loving it too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You didn't even.
Is it kind of like Entourage in that way? Even though I never saw Entourage.
Ballers is popular. Okay. I think it is going for another season. Pete Holmes is in it. Is that the guy who's like
his partner?
Yeah,
maybe
like some white comedian dude.
Some white comedian. He's like balding. Is him? Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on in Jeopardy?
Eddie fell off, and I think they're on a break.
Yeah,
but
it's they're re-airing the college tournament. They just finished re-airing.
Have you watched it recently?
Champions.
I've been watching it, and so I haven't caught up. Totally, but some good stuff was happening, and I'm just watching
What's a question
myself.
You remember?
It was... They named a guy, and... I don't remember the guy's name, but they were like, what department head or what cabinet was he the head of? And FDR was his vice president or something. I just... remembered that one because I knew what it was. It was the Navy. I don't know.
You watched the Roosevelt's documentary.
Yeah, so I gleaned some information from the Roosevelt's documentary.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Was that story... Like, you laughed pretty hard before you started that story, so I was expecting...
That wasn't the story. That was...
Don't point at me.
They're pointing fingers.
Donovan
asked me what a recent question was, and I was going to talk about the politics of who was on the show.
You were like, there's some good stuff happening, and then you laughed, and then you told that
like
story.
This is not the good thing. I needed to answer the question. The politics of the show are that this guy who had had a winning streak earlier in the year and who was like he was erratic in his playing style.
He was a jackal.
Yeah, he answered everything and got many questions wrong, which the way most people play is they get the answer right if they ring him.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he was all over the place. His name is Ryan. I don't know if you remember him.
Why
he's like
back?
Real.
He's back?
Yeah, he came back.
How? You're not supposed to come back, though.
No, he contested like that the wording of some Final Jeopardy was questionable and that it threw him off. And so they let him come back.
That's bullshit.
And even though I think he would already have qualified for the Tournament of Champions because he won like three or four times.
Yeah, and he won a lot of money, too.
So
he was betting big.
Yeah, but he came back and he won again. But then something happened where I missed the next episode.
Oh, yeah.
And then now there's this like real powerhouse where he's getting, three episodes in a row. He made over $20,000 while betting nothing in Final Jeopardy.
Wow.
And still getting the answer right. Like, I don't need to
make more money.
I don't need to make more money.
I don't need more money. Mm-hmm. I think that all the time. Many money. I already have many monies.
All right, I think it's Rat Pack time.
Yeah. All right. So the reason we talked about this is because.
Oh, sorry. I think I wasn't supposed to move my microphone.
I want to go back to the sea.
yeah, I've just been having soundboard problems all day, and it's really. I'm really
you do a great job.
the Rat Pack. It's like this group of old dudes, like including Frank Sinatra,
Sammy Davis Jr.,
old Blue Eyes,
Dean Martin,
and they would sing. They would be like crooners, and they would do like Vegas shows. And we were watching something, and Meg's like, "Oh, he was probably in the Rat Pack," and that reminded me that. When Meg doesn't know who an old white dude is, she goes, he was in the Rat Pack, right? And I can't dispute it because I know like absolutely nothing about the Rat Pack. I'm like, oh, yeah, well, he's not Frank Sinatra, but maybe he was like a friend of Frank Sinatra.
And then
she's like, he could have been in that like Ocean's 11 movie, you know, like with Sammy Davis Jr. And I'm like. Yeah, I just can't contest it because it's like just like it's
you don't
too
know.
Old. I don't care enough, and so now I'm realizing that she's like calling a lot of old people.
Everyone
rat
just
in.
Gets sent into the Rat Pack. Because
I think
vault.
It was Wayne Newton, right? Or who?
No,
was
no.
Was
yes,
no.
We
Wayne
talked
Newton
about
it
on the podcast, and she pointed someone out for being like, wasn't he in the Rat Pack? And like you were like, Desi was like. I don't know, maybe.
Yeah,
like,
that sounds about right.
It's a really easy claim to make that not
I
many
think,
people can refute.
I think
like,
Meg has
confidently
has suggested people are in the Rat Pack for as long as I've known her, which is a really long time.
And I think it's a great claim to make. Like, it's not derogatory at all. It's very like
well,
that would be cool if you're in the Rat Pack.
Other than... I mean, they have, like, mafia ties, right?
Right,
is that the
yeah.
thing about the Rat Pack?
I don't know. See, I don't
according,
know anything about
according
this.
To their like Wikipedia page, it's not really that's not a huge part of it. Okay, so...
Well, Wikipedia would downplay
Oh,
that.
Right, yeah. They don't know the real Rat
oh,
Pack.
Oh, are they connected to the mafia?
Donovan, do you know anything about
Wikipedia?
The Rat Pack before we...
Do you know anything about Wikipedia?
Like, what's your knowledge of the Rat Pack?
No, not anything. They were some dudes who hung out at one time, and it was all fanciful around Hollywood that all these like schlubs who are into acting or other parts of like
schlubs.
Media would like hang around one another and like go to shows and stuff. Everyone
yeah,
thought
they
that,
were,
that
like,
was real
singers,
neat and
big
cool.
Personalities.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
they could be in movies. They could be they're entertainers, but they could also just be connected.
Yeah. Okay.
And then what's the like why are they called the Rat Pack? Is that
because
something we can speculate
rats
on?
Run in packs.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
A whole like lots of them. They'll
sort of
pour
wolves,
out they'll
right?
pour out sewer pipes.
So they're not gonna like eat other like wolf pack means you're gonna like wolf pack for life, right?
Maybe
gonna,
maybe they eat rats.
Because rats survive.
Like Templeton from
always yeah, Templeton just goes to the fair. He didn't have a pack.
No, but he found that thing that said radiant and then brought it back to the spider.
I know.
I called
God.
Her the spider.
Did
what?
You?
It was so derogatory.
Wait, what said radiant?
He that found a little a thing from a it was
news?
A detergent.
Yeah, that's a detergent wrapper.
And then Charlotte wrote it in the web.
Is she in
Kev Webster
yeah, Templeton?
What's
you
his
really
name?
Remember this one.
Wilbur.
Oh, thank God that you guys are talking about Charlotte's web.
Yeah. He's a rat. Templeton.
Have you shown this to your children?
No.
Because it's so good.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, it's a little bit of a tearjerker. You start
oh,
with
it's a
Pete's
total
Dragon. Start with Pete's Dragon, Old Yeller, and then
oh,
maybe Charlotte's
you guys, I didn't tell Eddie this, but it's probably pertinent information. So Meadowlark was like thrashing around last night and couldn't sleep. And I kind of felt like, oh, is this because I read her the novelization of The Lion King and she fell asleep right when Simba's dad died.
Oh, you didn't skip that part?
No.
Oh.
You're like, and then Simba's dad fell into the canyon.
As
good night,
Mufasa's eyes fell further into the darkness.
Back into
blood seeped out of his mouth.
Trampled under
he
a foot of hundreds.
His final breath. Yeah, final. What were those things that trampled him?
Stampede in the bright.
Wildebeest.
Yeah. Wildebeest.
Wildebeest.
No, that was wildebeest.
I don't know.
I mean, I just read it last night.
As a hoof jammed through his ear, his soft, fuzzy ear, deep into his brain.
Did he have some last words, though, afterward? Like, he was
No. Oh, no. He's like climbing out, and then Scar is like,
but then Simba goes up to his body as a little kid,
and
it's
his
like,
body's
no, like,
dead.
Yeah, he, his body.
No.
He sees his dad in the clouds later.
Yeah, I'm really dead. It's Darth Vader. Darth. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah. So
John
was James Earl Jones in the Rat Pack?
Right. Yeah. Because he I don't, like
you guys
maybe
speculate.
He's not old enough.
He's
but
not.
Samuel
he's still
L. Jackson?
Alive. He's if he's in the Rat Pack, he's the last surviving rat.
Okay, Meg.
Okay,
can
so
you tell us
you guys
some
really,
actual
I mean,
truth about
you
the
guys
rat
really
pack?
Like are not far off. It's like some guys who hung out at some guy's house. Like they hung out at Humphrey Bogart's house, but it's like Frank
they hung
Sinatra,
out at Humphrey Bogart's.
Yeah,
house.
And he was married to Lauren Bacall.
Yeah,
and so this was like really in the '50s, and then Bogart died. And they were like, it's not the Rat Pack anymore because, like, it was
at his
connected
house.
To him. Yeah.
Okay. Because
he was the rat.
So the rat's disassembled?
Well, he wasn't the rat. The rat was really...
Blue Eyes?
Old Blue Eyes.
Yeah.
He was the chairman of the board, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they all had, like, different, you know, titles.
Name them.
I got to find that part.
The rat.
Cheddar. Monterey.
Okay. Bixby. Cheddar. Okay. Frank Sinatra. Packmaster. Judy Garland, first vice president.
Oh.
Nicole Bassing, den mother. Sid Luff, cage master. Bogart, rat in charge of public relations.
Humphrey Bogart?
Swifty Lazar, recording secretary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but anyway, there's a bunch of people we've never heard of. But yeah, Sammy Davis Jr.
What was his title?
I don't think he had a title.
Oh,
so this sounds a lot like the committee.
Okay. Well, is it the committee? So once Bogart died, they started calling themselves, within themselves, they called themselves the either, okay, I got to find that part.
Oh, I forgot that we were going to make
the
animal.
The summit.
Right?
Yeah, I wish we would do that now.
The summit or the clan is what they called themselves.
Okay, nice.
After that, but in the media, they were still the Rat Pack.
So I just
and they definitely say Ocean's 11 is like a Rat Pack.
To point out that typically when I think about the Rat Pack, I don't think about women being involved in the Rat Pack.
Oh, yeah,
so this
me
is
well,
this
they
is,
even said Elizabeth Taylor
yeah.
was also.
Yeah, this
and
is
Marilyn Monroe.
This
was
is,
Jerry Lewis in it?
No.
What?
So, oh, yes, Jerry Lewis.
So
was.
It's
oh,
just okay. It's just like the cool kids of Hollywood.
Yeah, it was just like these guys hung out together.
Yeah, it's just like. Yeah, like a click. Okay, so basically,
so you're
it's
a
click
pack.
With a name. What animals do you want in your click?
Well, Meg, I just got to compliment you that your Rat Pack knowledge, although incomplete and amateurish, I would say, was pretty on point. Like
you know what?
You got a lot of those Rat Pack
now
guys.
Now I find that it's all like... Not that interesting. Like it's like
now that you know.
Yeah, now that I know, I feel
you're not
like
gonna claim
it's
anybody else is in the Rat Pack anymore.
They've been disassembled.
Yeah, I mean,
wait,
what's
why?
The thing?
What? How? What? It lost its wait.
This
well,
is
I thought it was gonna have more mystique.
You never
maybe
looked
they're
it up until now.
Maybe the Wikipedia article like
okay.
isn't attributing
should,
the right
yeah,
mystique
you,
to it.
You should
it.
Watch a biography channel thing.
And
on
you
the
need
rat
like
pack.
You need some like
right.
bopping music
just,
in the
yeah,
background.
Yeah, look it up on YouTube.
Okay, I'm just gonna
like,
say
read it
something
again and I'll
really
keep doing
quick.
That with the
I feel like I'm always part of a Rat Pack.
See, that's why I wanted to talk about clicks because yeah.
Because, yeah, you are.
Because, yeah, Desi's a clicker.
Oh, yeah. You're a clickster.
I totally embrace this about myself.
We're talking about a click list, right? Oh, I'm just kidding.
Meg and I were in a click in college together called the Dog Pound.
Very similar to the Rat Pack.
Very similar to the Rat Pack.
Okay.
Yeah. It was... But then I get really uncomfortable with being anything that's like exclusive
in
any way.
The reason why I'm bringing this up is because I think how you feel about clicks will determine some of the animals that are in your personal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
You know?
That's a good point.
Well, I definitely have to have a rat in my rat pack. Like Templeton.
We're going to have to assemble each our own?
It sounds like it.
That's nuts.
I mean, can...
Well, we can't agree on a rat pack, I guess.
Can we be in each other's rat pack? Wait, I mean, but we're not animals.
I guess that, well,
I mean, we are.
I'm going to say, can a rat be in everyone's rat pack?
It probably has to be.
which rat is in your rat pack? You got Templeton.
Yeah, you have Templeton, who is my favorite rat. So that's fine. But I...
maybe Templeton would be in everyone's.
There's only one other famous rat, and that is Splinter.
No.
Yeah.
Who is also awesome. Sounds like you got that one. But I really like Nicodemus from The Secret of Nim.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Who am I going to pick?
You get Stuart Little. Sorry.
But what's it? He's a rat, not a mouse?
He's a mouse. No, he's a little rat.
Stuart Little?
He?
Well, I don't know about Stuart Little. We got to come up with another rat.
There are the rats from 1984.
Okay.
We got Remy the rat from Ratatouille.
Oh my gosh.
Ratatouille.
How is he the top one? Templeton's next. Rizzo.
Oh, Rizzo. I'll take Rizzo.
All right. Which rat is Rizzo?
He's from the Muppets.
Okay. Oh, I do like Rizzo a lot. Yeah. I love Rizzo.
Wait, Rizzo from what?
The Muppets.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Ooh, and then Rizzo's great.
Here's a callback to Arthur. Nigel Ratburn.
Oh, yeah. That's the teacher.
Mr. Ratburn.
Oh, I do like him, too.
Rizzo's probably better.
Rizzo's hilarious.
Rizzo's really funny.
I think everyone got their right rats, even though... Frank, I just have to confess that I have a huge crush on Splinter.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, that's you're going to say even... Frank Oz.
No. But...
Splinter's not even in the top
eight. Sometimes I can do a good Splinter impression.
He is
pretty
in the top
good.
Eight.
That was also...
There's
like...
a lot of them. Professor Radigan. Scabbers.
That?
Ron Weasley.
Oh,
Scabbers is obviously the worst rat to have.
Oh, right.
Click.
I don't want to.
He's
all
right.
A traitor.
He's a turd.
Michael Jackson's
can we get some?
Ben.
Can we get some famous weasels now?
We need a weasel, a rat, a weasel, a mouse.
Wait, what? Okay.
Are they all rodents? Is everybody in the rat pack a rodent?
Work out. My rat pack. No. This is not going to work out.
Okay, so our rat packs are diverging here. I was thinking if we could all agree on having a rat in the rat pack, then we could make one collective rat pack. But now we're doing four
of the same rat pack. Let me ask you guys this.
Celebrity
of
rats.
Of those four rats, Rizzo, Nicodemus, Splinter, and which rat did you get?
Templeton.
Which one would you like if we had to choose one rat?
I go with Rizzo.
Yeah, I just agree with Rizzo.
Oh,
yeah.
Rizzo is like, yours guy is like a loner.
I'm going with Templeton.
Yeah,
Templeton
I love Templeton,
like,
but Rizzo's got more
doesn't
personality.
Doesn't Templeton like sell him out?
Yeah, he's like, he wants to eat the eggs or something.
But that's
of
pretty
the
cool.
Spider, right?
Like, Templeton's got more depth than Rizzo.
No, Templeton moves the eggs for Charlotte.
Yeah.
Oh, he moves them.
He wanted
some
to eat them.
Though. Moral
he goes to the
and
fair.
Scruple issue.
I remember in the cartoon, Templeton goes to
much.
The fair and eats too much.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Yeah, well, it's amazing. He's Templeton. A freaking blast. No, we can't.
Okay
but so. Fine. So, no, we
two,
can't agree.
Yes, we can. Two rats, Templeton and Rizzo. Then
we drop
they
them
have
in a cage.
A good balance.
And whoever comes out on top.
And these are the Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin of our rat pack. Templeton and Rizzo.
Okay. Okay, so are there ever any lady rats? That's
oh,
the problem.
Because
are there
that
any
was a
famous
good point.
Lady rats.
Well, they don't all have to be rats, do they?
Can you look up famous female rats.
There are no famous female rats.
Oh my gosh! So we have a huge gaping hole in our culture.
Jenner is also from Secret of Nim. And Mrs. Yeah. Frisbee is like one of the only female characters in the movie. And she's a mouse.
Yeah. Splinter's number 14 and then it stops.
Wow.
Not a single female in the top 14 rats?
I don't know. It doesn't really say their gender, but I kind of assume they're all men.
Men rat.
So let's pick a classically female animal. like a
flamingo? I guess it has to be like a fox, in the rat pack.
Thinking fox or squirrel. I love that sexy squirrel from Sword in the
Stone.
Is
the second time this squirrel has been brought up in the podcast.
I mean, we brought up Rat Pack at least.
Well, if it's a squirrel, can she at least have a nice hairdo?
No.
This squirrel has a great hairdo, I think. Look up squirrel from Sword in the Stone.
Sexy.
Sexy squirrel, Sword in the Stone.
What is the title they get there?
I can't spell sword.
What's the title?
What was Jane Mansfield title?
How do you spell sword?
Oh, like a bombshell?
No. In the Rat Pack, they all had titles like
Den Mom,
Den Mother. There
was
we go.
Was Jane Mansfield?
I don't think
that's
she was
not
in
who
there.
It was Judy Garland?
Yeah,
was
Judy
in
Garland
there.
Was the vice president.
Yeah.
Her name is Girl Squirrel.
Girl Squirrel.
Huh.
Are you looking at pictures of her?
They also call her Hazel sometimes, but it's not like that's non-canonical.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the like fan fiction porno site that you'll
Sword
be visiting Wazer later. Yeah, it
gives a whole new meaning.
Do you think she goes with Pepe Le Pew?
Whoa.
They would be a match.
But
Pepe
Le Pew, is for sure in the
in
Rat
the
Pack.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because that's why all of his like sexual misgivings are forgiven. Like,
yeah.
But he's a very fringe member. Like he stays in Las Vegas and like they just keep him through the telephone.
Yeah, maybe he's like Pepe. Or like maybe he's like a hotel manager, the hotel GM of their favorite, you know,
he's
where they
the guy
always
you call
stay.
And he like does the booking. He's the Angela Bassett. Who was in it?
No, Angela Bassett was not in the Rat Pack. Okay.
Angela Lansbury.
The chief.
He's the Angela Lansbury. He's
Pepe Le Pew and Angela Lansbury.
I am in charge
similar.
Of recording.
Okay, so
he's making the accommodations. That's what I thought her role was.
Or, you know, in the Godfather movies, he's like the guy who got really the singer.
Pepe Le Pew is?
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
So he's like, he's not, he's like important for our public image, but he's
he's also
a schlub.
Soft, soft
is that
target?
The right word?
I don't know. Yeah. Donovan used that word earlier and I was like,
schlub.
Does this make any sense?
But we do need some famous, like, what are we doing? We're just putting cartoon characters into a Rat Pack? Because
they have
like,
to be cartoons.
We got Templeton. Right? We got Rizzo.
I think so.
We got Hazel.
Well, Rizzo's not a cartoon.
Pepe Le Pew.
Sounds like they are all rodents.
Yeah, but like we need a girl.
We have the girl squirrel.
Yeah, that's all you
oh,
need.
Girl squirrel. Okay. I forgot about girl squirrel. And oh boy, this
we
is
we need a straight. We need a straight man or a straight woman. Like we need a Kermit the Frog type. We need
somebody who's relatable.
A Jerry. Jerry.
What kind of animal's known for that? Like an owl? Can we let an owl in the
who's
Rat Pack?
Oh yeah.
No way. The owl is gonna eat the Rat Pack.
That's kind of what I thought too.
That won't work out. But we do need like. We need a philosopher.
Wait, who's
we need a comedian.
Maybe would a mole be?
Oh right.
Who's our Humphrey Bogart?
Probably like a lion, maybe, or like a
like Mufasa.
Yeah, like some sort of like famous. What's the most famous animal? A panda.
Dog.
A dog.
Wait, why do you say that?
It's definitely
or an elephant, but that
wait,
just
what dog
makes
is
no
the most
sense.
Famous?
What the hell are you guys pulling this stuff out?
No, like a dog,
Benji.
Or maybe Maru,
I
mean, like
Benji,
that cat.
I like
that
it.
Cat on YouTube, Maru.
How about just a raccoon?
Yes, actually, Maru is the perfect.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because Maru is like
for
a
sure.
sensation.
I don't know who that is.
You have
they
never
jump,
seen
he jumps
into
Maru.
Boxes. He gets
he's like
into
a Japanese
stuff.
Cat.
Oh
dang.
Goodness.
Maru is the cutest.
He's the chocolate.
Oh, dude, I do know who Maru
know
is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he jumps into boxes
yeah,
and
we
stuff.
Were, and sure, jumps out sure. of boxes.
Oh, yeah, I know Maru.
Okay, he's in the Rat Pack.
Maru.
Oh, yeah, yeah, without a doubt. He's security, head of security.
No, no, no. Maru is Humphrey Bogart.
Oh.
Okay.
It's at Maru's house because Maru is like the chillest.
He's like,
coming over.
I don't need to eat you.
Yeah.
I like got so
is Garfield
food.
In the Rat Pack?
Oh, whoa.
Hell no.
No, I don't think so.
Absolutely. Oh I'd rather have Odie in the Rat Pack.
But that
pack,
does remind
frankly.
Me like Top Cat. like Top Cat would want to be
Heathcliff?
In the Rat Pack.
Heathcliff seems like he'd be in the Rat Pack.
Oh, and Heathcliff was like, Heathcliff that show was basically definitely. Was based on
no,
the Rat Pack.
No, and agree, Top Cat is also based on the Rat Pack.
We're just like talking about cartoons.
Hey, what?
I guess,
well,
yeah. I mean, well, it's all relevant.
We're talking about animals.
All right. So.
I mean, how else do we understand animals if not through cartoons?
No,
I
you're
mean,
right.
We can talk about different species, but it's way more fun if you actually know the animal well.
Exactly.
Like
no, this is good.
Pepe Le Pew. It just turned into this on accident.
It's better than our cartoon episode, I think, at least.
Okay, fine. Let's, I mean, the... Here,
and our Robin Hood episode. talking about that cartoon.
Yes. Yeah, okay, yeah, this is getting a little problematic, I see. I'm glad we brought in Maru, because
yeah.
Maru's an actual
animal. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is Grumpy Cat in the Rat Pack?
So I was thinking...
No more
like,
cats.
Should we have a limit on cats?
I think we need a reptile or an amphibian.
Oh, like a python. I don't even know.
What about
yeah,
just the python from Anaconda? The Anaconda from Anaconda.
Like the CGI.
Yeah, that
how's
one.
He going to fit into anywhere they go?
Maru's house.
Yeah, Maru's house where they hang out.
So they're actually going to hang out there.
Is there a...
I'm assuming they're having dinner.
All right.
Like, right? What? The dinner party?
Who is the Judy Garland of reptiles? That's what I want to know.
That's a good
that
question.
That is a very good question.
I'm thinking of rainbows.
I keep thinking of Toto, but obviously they're just like friends are not the same thing.
No, well, I mean, an actual reptile that is nice, you know.
Yeah, like
it's easy on the eyes.
Yeah, like a leopard gecko.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know about it.
Sweet.
Marine iguanas.
Sure.
You want a really talented reptile that also has a sweet side and like
I was thinking
also
Judy
is
Garland
very
like
troubled.
Like a macaw.
A leopard gecko.
I was thinking it should be like a macaw or like some sort of like singing bird.
Because she'd need to sing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
So some random macaw.
Well, macaws don't really sing though. I mean, you'd need a songbird.
Oh, right.
To sing.
Like a meadowlark. Man, I was listening to this podcast.
We don't really keep those as pets, though.
And
we need to domesticate
them. I'd rather have her be a leopard gecko.
One of the hosts just, like, out of nowhere, like, they were Globetrotter adjacent. And then he goes, oh, Meadowlark wouldn't like that one. Because he was talking about Meadowlark Lemon. As if, like, he and Meadowlark Lemon were on a first name basis.
Wait,
like,
what were you watching? What are you talking about?
It was just on a podcast I was listening to. Somebody referring to Meadowlark without any pretense. I'm like, ooh. Because I think of the kid.
That's right.
She's up and coming.
Yeah. And she wouldn't like that.
I hope she's not. She's supposed to be in bed right now.
Oh, boy.
She's like making her YouTube channel.
Making a bologna sandwich in there. Have you fed them bologna yet? Do they like bologna?
No.
They like turkey.
They don't know about it.
I don't think we don't have many lunch meats. So we've got some cartoon characters.
So
we've got some.
We've got Maru.
We got
Templeton,
a puppet Muppet.
Yeah, we have
Rizzo.
One Muppet.
So they're from all kinds of media. You know, this is working. Yeah. It's just like a real Rat Pack.
Yeah.
What about
yeah.
a? Is there a video game animal we can throw in? Or
yeah, probably Sonic the Hedgehog can probably be in the Rat Pack.
Okay,
oh
fast.
My gosh! Yeah,
he seems very
he's
appropriate.
Like the, delivery
that's a good
boy.
One. Yeah, he's their drug dealer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
this was back then when they only like had like ephedrine inhalers and stuff.
Yeah.
So he can score those.
No, he's on them constantly.
His buddy Tails flies him in from Buenos Aires.
Yeah. I like it.
Wow.
Yeah, both Sonic and Tails for
Tails
sure.
is
oh,
a
right.
fringe member though.
Oh yeah, but
yeah, they're like they're happy to see him when he shows
absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely.
They're like, you're not one of us, but we like you.
Oh,
being around.
Oh, but like that just reminded me of Alvin. Like
Alvin, no. Alvin, like he needs his own Rat Pack.
You think so?
Oh,
yeah,
he's
a troublemaker.
He's a poser.
Yeah.
He
He's like the Donald Trump of rap. Like,
they do not want him around. Like, they're just like, whatever, Alvin, like, back the F off.
But he's still like, he still purports.
They've caught like, Alvin looking in the window.
Exactly. Alvin, exactly. Alvin's like peeping up Maru's, you know, Tokyo high rise. And
Maru just rolls his eyes.
Yeah, Maru just like flicks his cigar.
Simon and Theodore didn't want to do it, but they're like outside performing in the street.
Yeah.
You guys, I love it when he jumps in like a soda can box and then it glides.
Maru? Like, oh, yeah.
Maru's so cool. I love hanging out.
I just love thinking about it. Yeah. Like, that's like the best thing in the last decade.
Wait, who does Maru love? We don't have a
lot. Isn't Maru Japanese?
Call. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He responds to Japanese commands.
Who does Maru love?
Oh, his love interest.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever seen that bunny taking a bath in the sink?
Mm-mm.
Oh. Yeah, it's pretty cute.
Yeah, maybe that's his
love. Doesn't it lay on its back and just take a bath in the sink?
Yes.
I've never seen it. Sounds cute, though.
Oh, what about Fiona the hippo?
Who's I don't know hippo? Fiona the hippo.
What? Is she a very famous hippo.
From Fantasia?
On your
no,
YouTube?
She's a real hippo.
Oh, cool. I actually just saw this and it didn't register
with
me.
What's her claim to fame?
She's born
adorable.
In captivity?
What?
Oh.
She's so cute and funny and they like raised... She is. She's...
Jerry Lewis funny?
Yeah. Well, I wish you guys had who I was talking about because she is the perfect Lauren Bacall. So I feel like she's Maru's love interest.
Oh. I knew of her existence because Safi just got into hippos are huge. So I was like, oh, maybe I should show her some YouTube videos about hippos.
This is you talking in your Rat Pack voice?
Hey, Metalog, why don't you step in here? We got something real nice for you.
Maybe I can. Have you ever heard of a thing called YouTube, Seth?
It's got videos of hippos. Fiona, she's the star.
She's the star hippo.
She have eyelashes hippos. Or something?
I think hippos have eyelashes, so I'm pretty sure she's got them.
I'll accept it then. That's fine.
She's hilarious.
Isn't there a famous panda?
What's she doing too? That's so funny?
She does stuff. The way she like floats around and she's just super friendly.
Okay.
Historically, hippos are not friendly animals.
Yeah, but she's super friendly because she was hand-reared. And she's just...
hand-reared?
Hand-reared.
Oh. Is that a thing?
That's what happens when you try and get on the bus and someone's not going very fast.
Yeah, you rear them by
I just
human
sounded
hand.
Like...
Yeah.
Honestly, it sounded like a type of egg.
Can I have my eggs hand-reared?
Speaking of which, Peter Kane on YouTube claims to have... held a pigeon egg when his other pigeon wasn't on it, so he considers it like the first like human born pigeon because he also held the egg to warm it.
Cute.
Did you watch that one Peter Kane video?
I didn't.
That's good. It's ridiculous. Peter Kane.
And this is
YouTube star.
Best of the internet. Coming from
Roundup.
Yeah. That's just a taste of the magazine. If you've put in your physical mailing address.
I'm anxious soon. To be getting my copy mm-hmm. in the mail.
Well,
it's
I just
still called Internet the Magazine, right?
Yeah, Internet the Magazine Roundup. Dawn.
Okay. By Dawn.
By Dawn. Okay. Internet the Roundup Magazine. Internet the Magazine Roundup. By Dawn. Okay.
So as with the normal Rat Pack, we could go on all day
but
listing
we don't
members.
Need to. I think we're good.
No, I think we got a good pack.
What is
Fiona,
our pack?
We got Maru. We got Rizzo.
What is our pack accomplishing? Because the Rat Pack themselves robbed a bank and then they
They didn't do that.
Oh.
They just made the movie about it.
We didn't even get a Sammy Davis Jr. animal.
Oh, they robbed
there.
A casino.
He's a frog. Mm-hmm. Probably the WB frog can be Sammy
good.
Davis Jr.
Nice.
Ooh, that's racist.
Is it?
I don't know.
It did feel that way, but only because he's black and
frogs are green.
No other reason.
Yeah.
I think he has kind of a croaky voice, right?
Hello, my baby. Hello, my dog.
No, not the WB frog, but Sammy Davis Jr.
Chestnuts roasting. Kind of like that. I don't know.
I can't do it. Sammy,
you know what? None of us know anything about the Rat Pack.
Jack shit.
So our Rat Pack's just going to chill out at Mara's house, be eating some sushi, fending off Alvin and his chipmunk attacks. Right. And
they get to have a CGI
and
movie.
And they're probably some catnip or other various intoxicants.
They're doing drugs. Brought to you by Sonic the Hedgehog and Tails. Yes.
Inventing emojis.
Just, the door flies open. Sonic is there. Everybody
There's
already rape, has
like just There's like spilling out of his cigarette pockets onto the floor.
Well, I wish we had that sound like at the ready.
Oh yeah.
What better sound? Like, maybe that should be the alarm in the morning.
Oh,
just
so
the
good.
Spilling of rings.
Oh yeah.
And then Templeton's like, everyone collect your rings. Templeton.
Collect your rings and get out of here. All the next morning there's just rings littered around Maru's house. And they have to collect their rings and just get out of there.
Templeton's a He's a sleazebag, but I like him.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you if you made it this far, everyone. We really appreciate your patronage. Tell your friends. Tell your family. We need to bump our numbers up quick. That's it.
Quick. Before
we're
going to
get canceled.
The network's breathing down our necks.
They're going to replace us with another... I don't know how to tell you anymore.
Another group of people talking about cartoons. We appreciate you listening.
Follow us if you've listened before.
Yeah, follow us on Twitter, at Athens Public. Email us, athenspublic@gmail.com. Leave us a voicemail at 706-521-3716. That's 706-521-3716. We've changed our time for the live stream. It's usually 8:30 Eastern whatever time. That's it?
Yeah.
It's called standard time.
No, it's
not
EST.
It's not
EST.
No, we're
EST.
Right now we're EDT. It'll be EST in the fall. Look it up.
Eastern Daylight Time.
I believe you.
Oh, okay.
We love you.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Thank you.